about. You gotta put it into perspective.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I would like to say thank you, graduates, for that warm welcome. I would also like to apologize to all the parents who are sitting there saying, Will Ferrell, why Will Ferrell? I hate Will Ferrell. I hate him. I hate his movies. He's gross. Although he's much better looking in person. Has he lost weight? By the way, that discussion is happening out there right now.
And now.
What I like about you, too. It's not clear who's the top.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Monday morning, the 23rd of April.
Woo!
How are we today?
I press snooze 4 times.
You press snooze 4 times.
Sure
What's
did.
Normal?
Maybe one.
Once?
Yeah. I set my alarm so I can do one snooze. Yeah.
And then the second one, you were like, oh,
second, you're like, really got to get up. Third one, you're like, you're just rinsing off in the shower.
Fourth one, you just... Hose yourself down out in the yard?
Maybe not. Just
maybe not.
Get in the car. Oh. Yeah, no, but I had to wash my hair.
Okay.
This doesn't matter to anyone, but I woke up and thought, whew, that is dirty.
It seems like you were putting off coming into work, like by washing your hair, hitting snooze 4 times. You were tired. Like you were wanting to do anything, but maybe actually steer the car here.
I went extra slow.
Yeah.
Yes. Everything. I'm like, oh no, gate card not working. Better go
oh,
home.
Oh well.
Yeah.
Sure gave it a try.
I sure did. And then if we're supposed to have the rapture today. It got moved to today. It was rescheduled, I guess.
Tell me about the rapture. I'm
not
aware of this.
Some wackadoodle was like, hey, everyone's going to die and blah, blah.
That's today?
Wasn't it supposed to be a while ago? But now they rescheduled it to today. And I'm like, do I even set my alarm?
Right. What time?
That's what I asked online. I said, serious replies only. And shockingly, I didn't get a single one. I did get 1709.
You did.
I did enjoy, sir.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know when that's happening.
I mean, if it's halfway through the show, we might as well leave.
Yeah.
Well, why even come?
Right?
Put on Freebird and let's go.
Right?
Oasis, put on Wonderwall. Let's get that out of here.
How are you, Stryker?
I'm doing good. I'm not allowed to hit snooze where I live.
You're not allowed to?
No, not allowed to.
Okay.
It is a one time it goes off, and then grab a flashlight and get out of the room.
Okay.
And that's
is it a buzzer or is it music?
It is. I have an alarm, but I have the car horn honking on my phone.
Oh, dear God.
Goes, it's very annoying.
That's rough.
And then 2 minutes later is the clock, and I have to turn off my phone and not let the other one go off, so there's no snoozing. And as I said, I have to leave the room, and I never come back to the room until about noon.
Well, see, that's because you live with someone, and that must be nice for you.
You want to move in?
For me, it's just four. No one's there to say, hey, maybe get up.
Right.
We should talk about what all of our alarms are, because a car alarm.
That's the worst alarm ever.
Disturbing, right? You know what mine is?
What?
It is.
It's a Christmas song.
No, I've changed it. For the last, I would say the last probably 8 or 9 months, it is Star Wars, the theme, Princess Leia's theme.
Okay.
So it's just a lovely, just get right out of bed and be happy.
But does that wake you up?
It really doesn't as much as it should. Mm. Because it's a very, it's not a jarring jolt.
You need not what Stryker has.
No.
I'm like an electrocuted cartoon cat when it goes off.
Yeah,
like
that's
when he puts his finger in a socket.
Yes.
That's me when the thing goes off.
Why do you do that? Why
don't you fix that? Exactly.
Because I'd be sleeping right now still if I had the Princess Leia theme.
Oh, it is.
I would not be. What about you, Kev? How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I listen to music, you know.
On your phone
or
on a clock radio?
On a clock radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, you know, it's a constant, oh, I like this song. Turn it up a little bit. Turn it back down. Turn it up. Okay, turn it down. Okay, turn it back up. This is this morning.
Oh, wow. This will get you up.
So I was like, whew, sleepy. I need something else.
Yeah.
How many snoozes do you give yourself?
I don't give snoozes. That's Allie's. Yeah, see, that's too... That yeah, wouldn't wake
it's
me
really,
up.
It's really way too relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't use snooze because the music comes on, stays on till I turn it off.
Okay.
So there's no real snoozing. There's just, all right, listen, another song.
Right.
How much damage can listening to one song do? Just one more song. And then I do that about four or five times.
Yeah. So you're an average four snoozer.
Pretty much, yeah.
Really?
Well, I said it, you know, 20 minutes before I got to get out of
okay.
bed. That way I can sort of wake up slowly.
Okay. Got it.
Meanwhile, Stryker's like an electrocuted cat
right?
over there.
That's exactly what
What's
it is.
What's that sound again, Stryker?
Which one?
The one you make when the alarm goes off.
Something like that. It's kind of like that. It's just, it's so startling.
Are you starting to love getting up?
I'll be honest. The getting up part for me is not that tough. But
okay.
right around 3 p.m.,
sure.
I feel hungover and I've had no drinks.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not functioning right. I can't text anyone. I can't call. I check out. I'm down like a blackjack dealer when they're done. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm out.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Well, that
yeah.
seems rough.
But I don't mind getting up. I love driving to work at this time. No one is on the road.
It really right. does make a difference that you can literally drive the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And still there are people out there that are driving slower.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
That has bothered Kevin for a while.
It really has. If the speed limit is 65 and you can do 65 in Southern California, do 65.
Do 68.
You don't have to do 68, but do 65. Don't go 50.
Yeah.
It's one car just driving. Everybody else is just flying by them. Why do you do that?
I actually know my 7-Eleven clerk now because of the schedule that I'm currently on. That has really been an improvement in life.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's a 7-Eleven on Fairfax. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one that goes in right around 5:10.
Okay.
He knows I'm getting a Red Bull. He knows I'm getting a Power Bar.
Okay.
He has headphones in. He's on the phone every single
day. At that time of day.
I have no idea who this dude's talking to.
Why don't you check tomorrow?
Hey, who are you talking
yeah, ask
to?
Yeah, who he's talking
out
to.
Of curiosity. All right,
I'll ask him. Yeah,
hand me the phone. Just have a conversation with him.
But he knows what I'm getting. He says hi, and then he sees me drive off. But that's been a huge benefit.
Has it been a huge benefit?
Fine, huge.
Well, I feel comfortable going in there. I'll say
that's
that.
Nice.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, and he knows not to touch the rim of the drink when I buy it. That's so we've got we're in a real good rhythm.
Yeah, you're in a
really
zone.
A good rhythm.
Wow, that sounds great.
No, that's something. No, honestly, I hate when clerks do that. They grab the drink you buy, a can, and they grab it by the top and scan it. They've touched $10,000 during the day and all these people, and now their hand is where the mouth goes.
But how many times have other people touched that can?
In my own mind, zero. Only the man or woman that works for the company that put it in the rack.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely not like rats walking over the top.
Right. Don't be
Didn't
ridiculous.
A study come out where like they were pooping on everything?
Yeah, of course.
Gross.
Don't tell me that, Ellie.
Just kidding.
But you know that.
I do.
See, you're just putting your head in the sand. That's
correct.
What you're doing.
Yep.
All right. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach show, shall we?
Yeah.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
All right. Weird things your family did that you thought were normal. Until you got outside of your family, and you went, oh,
So good.
My upbringing was not normal.
Yeah.
You don't find that out till you leave the house.
Mm-hmm.
Also on the program today, raccoons are BS.
They are.
They're BS.
They're some feisty little buggers, aren't they?
I mean, that's a Disney way of putting it. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're terrible, terrible pets. They're not even pets. Terrible, terrible animals. Should I say?
Maybe that's
I
the problem.
I take my raccoon to the raccoon park every day. It's really fun. Yeah, Jim from North Hollywood is there. Mm-hmm. Sally from West Hollywood. It's
the guy
a great
from 7-Eleven.
Yeah, the guy from 7-Eleven with his headphones on.
Sure. We'll check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ like we do. We've got great news. And at 7:15 this morning, the K-Rock Weenie Roast announcement.
Oh, yes.
All the details for the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
How exciting.
So that's coming up this morning at 7:15. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54. Allie is here with a look at what's happening.
Well, a real bummer of a weekend with a lot of deaths.
Yeah.
We found out right after the show on Friday that Avicii had passed away. One of the most famous DJs in the world had hits with everything from Levels, Sunshine, Wake Me Up. Mm-hmm. How good was that song?
Which Mike Einzinger from Incubus co-wrote with him.
He sure did. Yes. And Aloe Black did.
Yes,
the,
your man
I think
Aloe
he
Black.
Also co-wrote it, didn't
yes.
he? He did the lyrics and everything. Amazing. Amazingly talented guy that struggled with quite a bit. He didn't like being in the public eye. He was really anxious about being in front of people a lot, which is so weird because he played in front of hundreds of thousands of people, but he just was never really comfortable with the limelight. So much so that he retired from live performances in 2016. but no word on what he passed away from. But he had struggled with addiction in the past and was hospitalized twice for alcohol-related issues. I believe it was acute pancreatitis.
Yes.
Brought on by excessive drinking. And he was found dead in a resort in Oman. And just, I think TMZ had pictures of him from that whole week prior, just posing with people, smiling,
yeah,
looking like he was having, you know, a great time with some fans that recognized him. So, very, very sad. Just 28 years old, passed
away.
And Allie,
and Kevin, one thing that hits home, and it seems to happen every month now, no matter how famous and successful we see a person, they are anxious like a normal person.
Absolutely.
They get depressed. They have addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy had millions and zillions of dollars.
Right.
And just we're outsiders, but like, the dude's living the life. It's so easy. But no matter who you are, it's not that easy.
Yeah. You do tend to equate money with a lack of problems. Mm-hmm. If he has money, he doesn't have any problems.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's just not the case.
And total success. He was in the top 0.5% of EDM people. Like, there were very few people that were higher than him. And still, he struggled.
Yeah. And even some of the best producers in music said there wasn't a mind around like Tim's. He just understood producing unlike anyone else. So he had a lot going for him, like a lot of people do, but again, nobody knows what people struggle with behind the scenes.
Right.
Nobody knows.
Yes.
So maybe, I don't know, be kind. That's a good way to just start.
Wait.
I know it sounds crazy.
Wait.
But everyone's battling a little something that you might not know about. Maybe just be kind.
That's bullshit.
Listen, kid, you're a dick. but I'm going to try and be kinder to you, little dick kid.
That's bullshit.
Little kid that's a dick, not little dick kid. That none of, okay.
Wow.
Also passed away, Fern Troyer. He is gone at the age of 49. The actress family issued a statement saying he'd been on life support for the last month after police learned that he was drunk, suicidal, and being treated for possible alcohol poisoning. So, wow. Just a rough weekend all around.
Remember when he was on Celebrity, which was it?
Celebrity with Vanilla Ice was on there.
Yeah.
What was that called?
And I remember he was drinking hard then.
He was.
On that show.
And he was on his motor scooter and drove right into the wall in the house.
Yes.
Just peeing
and then
in the corner.
Peeing in corners. Yeah. Yes.
Surreal life?
Surreal life.
Yes. Yeah. Surreal life.
Ugh. Yeah, it's rough.
All right.
He, you know, I met him a few times. We were on an airplane together a couple times.
A couple times?
Yes, a couple times. Happened? One was they were both to Vegas. And he was really, really nice each time. Mm-hmm. And we were at then the same gathering that same night as well. And, you know, when you see Vern Troyer, what do people want to do? They just want to go talk to him. He's Vern Troyer. Oh, my God. He's so recognizable. He was nice to everybody, at least when I saw. I'm sad that he's gone and that he struggled, too.
He sure did. It's shocking to me that you never picked him up hitchhiking, though.
I figured, like everyone else.
At least one of those guys.
No, because I didn't want to pick up that scooter. I would have thrown my back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that scooter would have hurt me.
You got to draw a line someplace.
That's right.
Right.
I mean, really? Dick move, Stryker. Scooter's real heavy. Got to pass you by. Sorry.
You know I would have pinched my thumb in the door if I would have tried to lift that up.
Probably would have. All right, some birthdays for you. Actor, wrestler John Cena, model Gigi Hadid. Or as Bean would say, Giggy.
Giggy.
Right?
Giggy. Yeah.
Comedian George Lopez, gold medal snowboarder. Chloe Kim, gold medalist, too. Actor Dev Patel, John Oliver, Jamie King, Cal Penn, and Michael Moore. And that's what's happening.
Harvey Levin from TMZ, and great news coming up a little bit later on this hour. First, my mom was in town, so I wasn't answering the phone a lot.
Uh-huh.
And certain people may have been calling me a lot.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I don't want to look over there.
Oh.
Stryker has a tail!
Tail. So when you see four missed calls, panic a little bit, right?
Yeah, serious.
Four.
I'm sorry, you were with your mom.
Yes, my mom was here
for
my daughter's birthday, yes. And we did a lot of family stuff, and I didn't necessarily answer the phone a lot.
Yeah.
So I saw four messages, I was like, oh no, what's going on?
Oh dear.
This is the first one.
Uh-oh. Hello. Kevin, are you there? Did you pick up? I had the music on. Hello. Damn it.
What the hell?
Were you a little drunk?
No.
No.
You weren't drunk?
No.
What?
No. But I had a reason for calling. But I the great song was on, and I did, it must have gone one ring right to your voicemail.
That's possible. Yeah. But then I didn't say anything ever, and you just said, hello, hello, hello.
It's an odd reaction.
It's weird, right?
Okay.
Kevin, what's up at Stryker? I wanted to see what you're doing.
This is call two.
Okay.
I saw ducks today, which was incredible. There were a green-headed one. Is that the female? And then baby one swimming off next to it. It was incredible.
What is happening? He saw ducks is this update. He saw ducks.
But I'm about to get in an Uber, and I'm all in my own head on how to behave.
Now, this is funny because we do this all the time where we talked about Uber ratings last week, and we all came up with the things that we thought marked us down on that.
Right.
And this has happened to me 1,000 times where we talk about getting a speeding ticket. What do you say? What are you supposed to do?
Right.
And then you get pulled over and you're like,
right.
I can't remember what we came up with.
Okay.
I absolutely have no idea what result we decided upon. Mm-hmm. And that's what Stryker did here.
I think we talked about the ratings on the air last week. I had a 4.8 something, which wasn't that bad. I think it was a little higher than your rating, but.
He's got a smack, right? Smack
sorry.
Talk a little bit.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm a message. He's smack talking.
Now I'm nervous to get in the car. What Uber do you get? Do you get Uber X? Do you get Select? Do you carpool? Do you get the Mercedes? Do you get a van? All right, I'm going to... Hello? I'm going to Uber.
Do you think he picks up in the middle of a voicemail? Do you know how voicemails work?
I'm so embarrassed right now.
Do you care how my Uber... Why am I calling you? You're probably home. Like, what's going on? Hello? Did I hang up?
Hello? Did I hang up?
Oh, my God.
What's happening? Do you know how phones work?
Yes, okay. I do.
All right.
But there is, on my end, to be fair to me,
okay.
There was a click every now and then.
Oh.
And the number that I have in my phone for Kevin, I don't know if that's a home number, a cell number.
You
so
know
maybe
it's my cell number.
I don't know what it
you
is.
You do know what it is. You text me on it. You can't
I'm
text
so
a home
embarrassed
number.
Right
I don't
now.
Even have a home number. Who has a home number anymore?
I have a home number.
I have a home number.
Okay. I take back my score. All right, so that's 2 of 4.
Okay.
Now 3.
Kevin, I'm in an Uber right now, and my driver, Cecilia, has an R2-D2 right at her clock. Cecilia, am I a good passenger?
Yes. Great conversation.
By the way, she had a gun to her head, didn't she? Right?
Yeah, I think she was.
Am I a good passenger? Yes, great conversation. Can I drive now?
So does that determine what gets you the 5-star, or is it slamming the door too hard? What would have gotten me 4 or 3 or 2 stars?
Being an asshole.
I have an Uber driver that likes to curse. So is it illegal for the driver or the passenger to ask for good stars?
Good question.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Well, you get 5 stars. If they allowed 6, I would give Cecilia 6. I hope you have a great day, Cecilia.
What a brown noser.
Right? Ew.
If I could give you 6 stars, I would.
God,
she was nice. She was a nice Uber driver. She had good music on. She had R2-D2 hanging out in the car.
I mean, I'd give you 6, but if you want to earn it.
No.
No, was it?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I was,
whatever it takes, man. Right? Whatever it takes to get that 5.0.
Right? What does it take, Cecilia? Right. You asked her.
Kevin, I am sorry for calling you.
Oh, no, this is fun.
Yes.
We're having a good time right now. All right, let's continue with call 3.
Thank you. Have a wonderful trip.
Say hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin, I'm getting out of the car. It's a beautiful car. Cecilia's very nice. I lucked out, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, question.
Play by play.
Question, though. You said now, after all that conversation, I'm getting in the car.
Oh,
you hadn't even gotten in the car yet?
I think I was just getting out of the car.
Getting out of the car.
Yeah, okay. I was getting out of the car. So the reason why, well, do you want to know why I was calling you?
Sure. No. Let's play 4.
Okay.
And then if that doesn't explain it, then you can tell me.
Aye.
So this is call 4. Now, so far, I'm sort of with Stryker on everything. I forget the Uber ratings and whatnot and all this. This I can't for the life of me understand because I'm the exact opposite from Stryker.
Hey, sorry I'm calling so much. Katie has been working all day, and then my other friends live in Vegas, so they're not around. And so I dislike calling you. But anyway, I can see the lights of Coachella. I'm out here again.
All right. So Stryker is going back out to Coachella.
Okay.
I respect that.
Sure.
Weekend two.
Yeah.
Going strong.
Ah, but I'm not I'm going to bed. It's 8:50. I'm getting in.
So he can see the lights right? of Coachella.
Just beckoning, right?
He's within eyesight.
Right.
And he's going to bed, and it's 8:50.
Okay.
On Saturday night?
Saturday night.
8:50 on a Saturday night. He's within eyesight of Coachella, and he's not going.
Yeah.
Why did you drive out there?
Because
was it to go to Coachella?
It sounded good to go to Coachella Saturday night. And then once I got there, the whole duck thing and then the Uber and sure. just the relaxation.
You know, that can happen.
Yeah.
So he decided to go to bed.
Okay.
Instead.
There's three pillows, which I will use to my benefit. okay. Anyway, there's three pillows, but I'm so sad. I see the lights, but it just... I'm going to bed. Okay. I'll see you on Monday morning, bright and early. I hope you're having a good weekend. And, okay. Talk to you later. Uber was a success. Bye.
Wow.
Right? Right?
That's a lot.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I had to change my number.
Oh, no.
On Monday mornings, we like to check in with Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Hi, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
Harvey.
How was your weekend?
It was good. Oh, boy, was it good.
Oh, go on. Do tell.
What made
it
so good?
Okay, let's just put it this way. I went to San Antonio on 420.
Yes.
And I interviewed a legend. And I'm not going to say who.
A legend in the weed world?
Yes. And okay. It's for Objectified for the new season that's coming up in June.
Willie Nelson?
I'm not going to say, but...
Be real? Snoop?
It's pretty epic. It was pretty epic.
Snoop? Did you get high, Harvey?
You're in the genre.
I am. Of course. Did you get high?
No.
Harvey.
He didn't even offer any.
What?
I know.
Unacceptable.
Then I don't think. It definitely wasn't Snoop. Right. Snoop would offer.
Snoop offers. Now we have to start thinking about self-centered.
I feel like maybe Willie wouldn't offer
it's
so strong.
Not self-centered. An awesome, awesome person.
I think Willie's would be so strong.
Just give us the first name.
To offer. Was it Willie Nelson?
I'm not going to say, but I'm smiling right now.
It's totally Willie Nelson.
It was Willie Nelson, wasn't it?
His strains are too strong for Harvey. Too strong.
I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk Tiffany Haddish. This was funny. I found this very funny. She was coming from where to LAX? Do you know?
I don't know where she was coming from, but she had a lot of bags.
She had a lot of bags. And
friends.
And she had to load all those bags while a TMZ reporter was filming her or taking pictures.
Well, waiting to ask questions.
Right.
So he was standing on the sidelines waiting to ask questions when she got her bags in the car.
Right. And she decided that he should have been helping her. And so she went on this rant against TMZ.
Let me tell you how f***ed up this shit is out here, okay? I fly into L.A., fly into Los Angeles, LAX. TMZ standing there, like, with the camera, wanting to take a picture. We got 18,000 bags, all right? The man standing up on the pillar watching me and my girls load this Escalade up all by ourselves. Stood there and watched us. As soon as we finish, he gonna come over and be like, can I ask you some questions? If you don't get the f*** out of my face trying to ask some goddamn questions, you could have been helping us. I would have stood there and talked to your ass for 30, 45 minutes. I would have told you who the f*** been behind. I would have been sitting, I'd have told you every mother that you would have helped us with these heavy ass bags. You lazy mother. I know your mama raised you better than that, standing there. He stood up, leaned up against the wall next to the car and watched us. Bitch.
I mean, did she really think the photographer was going to help her load her car?
She was just being funny. She was ballistic at the airport with him.
What do you tell your photographers?
Well, what I told my photographer is this. Your job is not to load bags
right.
in people's cars. That's what I told my photographer. But, you know, and look, at the same time, you know, if somebody's struggling with something, lend a helping hand, and they have done that in the past in various ways. But, you know, where was the sky cap? And
right.
And here's the thing about that, especially at LAX. If we put the camera on the curb and then went over and helped her with the bags, and somebody stole our camera, which is an expensive camera, which has happened in the past, who pays for that camera?
You?
Probably you.
I guess not them, huh?
Now, when you see something like that, do you laugh?
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, look. I mean, I like Tiffany Haddish, and we've fawned over her. We think she's great. So I was really surprised at this. I mean, I had never seen her like this before. And at first, I thought, God, she's got to be kidding.
What she
unloaded on our camera guy at the airport.
But you know what? There's also the other side.
I think she was serious.
There's also the other side, which is you just got off a long flight. I don't know where she was coming from, but traveling sucks, and you're tired, and you're grouchy, and there's a photographer there. I can understand.
That's true. I mean, it just seems so not her. At least our experience. But I don't know. I mean, it was weird. It was weird. But I thought I'd put it up.
Sure.
We put it up on the website yesterday because it's kind of interesting. And I'm not saying we have the answer to everything, but I wanted to see what people thought. And people had strong opinions about this.
And what percentage?
I'm curious what you think.
What percentage would you say helped?
The minority said help.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You're asking me what I would do. I would help her, and I would say, hey, could I ask a few questions, like try to gain good favor with her by helping her and asking for to do your job.
Fair enough.
Because he didn't get to ask any questions because she was angry.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, hindsight.
But it's better that he didn't, because you got gold right there, Harvey, compared to whatever he would have asked.
Well,
that's a good point.
I gotta say, I mean, we didn't. That wasn't our intention, but yeah, I mean, it was interesting to me. And again, you know, I didn't put it up on the website to trash her by any means. I mean, I think it's a fair question. But again, you know, our guy's job is not to do that. You know, when somebody is struggling, we want him to help, and they, you know, they do.
Yeah, because
a lot.
What we just played is from her Instagram, right? That's what she posted.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The stuff at the airport afterwards, she was really angry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you have stuff that I didn't see the stuff you posted then.
We didn't post. We posted her Instagram. I mean, she was just really angry.
Story was her Instagram. You didn't get anything else.
Well, I mean, other than, you know, our camera guy was shooting as she was just railing on him.
Sure.
But, you know, I mean, look, if somebody is really struggling, if somebody can't pick up the bag and they're really struggling, yeah, you know, help her out. I don't know that was necessarily the case. And again, you know, where was the sky cap? Because that is kind of their job.
Right. Was it Willie Nelson?
Yeah, you can tell.
I was going to say.
A little bit, though.
But the strain is very, very strong.
At any point, did he say, hey, do you know how to braid? I mean, that would be Willie, right? You can tell us, Harvey.
I got to tell you, I love doing this show. It is just, I mean, I'm meeting so many interesting people. It was great.
All right, we got about another minute. Let's talk about Khloe Kardashian. She gave birth to a baby girl, and Tristan was there.
This is the do or die week. She couldn't fly. She can't fly for 2 weeks, and we're at 2 weeks tomorrow, I believe. So now the question is, she coming back to L.A.? If she comes back to L.A., it's a real statement about her relationship with Tristan. You know, they set up a nursery in Cleveland, and, you know, she's been staying at his house, but they're not speaking. I mean, at best, this relationship is on the ropes. So the question is, what is she going to do if she flies back? You know, it doesn't really speak well of the future of the relationship, that's for sure. But she's been really, I got to say, Khloe Kardashian's been really mature about this and hasn't railed on him on social media.
She was really mature about Lamar Odom as well.
She really was.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, who know her, say she's really awesome. I mean, they say she's really this cool, intelligent woman.
I mean, compared to the rest of the family, she's a saint. Am I right, Harvey?
We could name a kid that.
There we go. But Harvey, although you say intelligent and all that, her picker is off of men because the history is there.
Well, yeah. I mean, look.
Two bad ones in a row, man.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the thing is lay off basketball players for a while.
Is that for me or for,
good tip.
For her? Okay,
for both of you.
For everybody.
For both of you. You can follow Harvey on Twitter at Harvey11TMZ. TMZ airs on Channel 11 Monday to Friday at 6. TMZ Live is Monday to Friday at 4 on Channel 11. TMZ Sports, Monday to Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. And don't forget the TMZ Tour. Get your tickets for the TMZ Tour at TMZ.com. Harvey, we appreciate your time every Monday. Thank you.
Absolutely, guys. We'll see you.
Bye now. 7:15 this morning. We've got all the details for the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Yeah.
Very exciting. First, you know, when you turn on the TV, you watch the news, it's all depressing. Mm-hmm. It just sucks. But there are stories out there of people who are actually helping other people, inspirational stories. And that's why we do Great News.
When you wake up, all you hear is bad news. So bad it makes you want to hit the snooze. Kevin and Bean can make that go away. It's time for Great News today.
Great News!
Starting with Allie.
Well, my great news is about a 19-year-old boy. His name is Zach, who has a very close relationship with his grandma. He described her as more of like a best friend to him. She did everything with him, bought him clothes, would take him out to movies. They basically hung out a ton. He actually, in the story, also talked about one night, it was New Year's Eve, and he's like, I didn't feel like going to a party, so I know it sounds weird, but I just hung out with my grandma. Like, she was just this cool, cool lady. Well, she has been battling stage 4 lung cancer. And one of the things that he realized growing up was she was there for everything and every single baseball game, from T-ball all the way on up. And then he made it to be on his college team, Lewis and Clark College. And she was too sick to go and see one of his games. And all he wanted to do, he was determined for her to feel good enough to see one of his games, but she just wasn't. So what did he do?
Yelled at her?
Nope. No, not that at all. He brought the game to her. What he did, which is so beautiful, is he got her in her wheelchair one day, rolled her right out to her window, pulled up the blinds, and she saw a makeshift diamond in her backyard. They had made basically a baseball field in her backyard, and members of his team, they all agreed. They said, oh, yeah, let's go over and play a game for your grandma so she can see you in the uniform, see you play. Unbelievable story. The video, she's just crying. It's just beautiful and wonderful. And she got to see her grandson play baseball, which is lovely. And then just 2 weeks after the surprise game, Marilyn wound up passing away in her home, surrounded by her loving family members.
Wasn't good enough baseball game.
They lost the game, and she was like, why? Why am I living? I hate you. Why would you even say that and then make me say what I just said?
I didn't make you say anything.
You are awful. But that was my great news. Not that she died. The part that she
part
had great
that.
Stuff right before.
So 80% was great, and then it was sad news.
Well,
I mean, it was great sad news.
It's great news that she got that before she passed.
Right. For a minute, I thought it was the plot of Field of Dreams. And,
right. And then he's like, want a catch? Want to have a catch? And she's like, do I have to walk through these corn husks? And, what?
All What's right. out there, Ray?
Striker, you're next.
All right. So what do you do if you're on a flight? An airplane flight, and the person or people sitting next to you, I mean right next to you, is not only a screaming baby, but a 3-year-old having a meltdown.
Mm.
Total meltdown.
Yeah.
All right. You can, one, have a horrible, crappy attitude and be overdramatic. 2, get off the plane, max out your credit cards, and fly private.
Sure.
That's not a bad option.
I mean, that's an option. Sure.
Yeah. Or you can do what this dude Todd Walker did. This guy Todd Walker, he flies 4 times a month. He helped the family in many cool ways. Without really even asking, which maybe he should have asked, he grabbed the baby. He was
wow.
He was sitting right it. There.
So give me that baby.
Shuck the baby all the way up.
Let me rephrase that.
Yes, please.
He gently cuddled and swaddled the baby.
Okay.
While the 3-year-old was completely going bananas, would mm-hmm. not get in the seatbelt. The mom dealt with the 3-year-old. This stranger is now holding this baby.
Oh.
Finally, the three-year-old calms down. The mom then takes the baby, and for the entire flight, he just basically talks to the three-year-old and watches a movie. Everything is good. He could have relaxed on the plane. He could have had an attitude, but he was good. So they're done with the flight.
Right.
But there is a connecting flight.
Oh.
And they're all on the same flight.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So what most people would do when they got off that first flight is sprint the hell out of the way, go to the bar, get a shot, use the bathroom. And anyway, he held hands with the three-year-old.
Aww.
He walked them to the next flight. He changed his seat number, and he sat next to them, and he made it good. When
what
they were
a guy.
Done with the second flight, he thought, I'll never see them again. This is going to be the end of everything. Anyway, the
then
story
they went to the same home? They all live together happily
they actually
ever after.
We're a family, and because they got along, that's excellent news. No, the story went viral because the lady involved, her name is Kathleen, she wrote about it. It's been shared in every country you can think of, and he looks like a hero, and he is. And the moral of the story is when you're on a plane, be nice to someone because you never know who's watching, and the airline people already have enough problems on their hand. And that is my excellent, wonderful, what is it called? News of the day that's really good.
I mean, he'll get it.
Close enough.
Right?
An Australian boy named Campbell Remus, 9 years old, he asked his mom to buy toys for chicks.
Chicks.
I may have misspoken.
Mom, I'm trying to get laid. Let's buy some toys.
He asked his mom to buy toys for sick children
All right.
You're way off.
Okay. Spending Christmas in the hospital.
Well, get it right then.
He's
so we don't joke.
He's 9 years old, this
Aww.
Kid. So they have a big family. They have nine kids, and they didn't have the money to do it. So he said, Mom, you have a sewing machine, right? Can I use that? He took his mom's sewing machine at 9 years old.
No.
Pawned it.
Sold it.
Sold it. Oh,
no.
Come on, guys. This is taking some real turns.
I love what great news is now.
No.
More than 4 years later, Campbell has made nearly a teddy bear a day using his sewing skills to touch thousands of lives.
Campbell.
Every day he would make, from scratch, a teddy bear to give to somebody.
Come on.
Now he's 14 and his enthusiasm to help others has only increased. He has his own charity.
Of course.
At 14 years
sure.
old, which is annoying, right?
Yeah.
It's putting us all to shame. Project 365 is what it's called. It focuses on sending out thousands of comfort bears to provide emotional support for families with sick children.
That's really
How
nice.
Crazy is that? And as if that's not enough, he also organizes cruises for cancer survivors.
Come on, Campbell.
Known as Kindness Cruises, as well as fundraising dinners and galas to help fund cancer research.
What's he compensating for, right?
Right?
This nine-year-old?
Yeah.
What's he, yeah.
I think he's murdering
come
people,
on.
Right?
I don't think so.
No.
He actually is just helping people.
What an amazing little boy.
Yes, from 9 to 14.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
The
starts
thing is, he does all the organizing, but what's most impressive, honestly, mm-hmm. that he knows how to sew.
Yeah.
How does he know how to sew? I've never even seen a sewing machine.
Apparently taught himself at
yeah,
nine,
just
right?
Yeah, totally made it up.
Wow.
Which is crazy, right?
I bet that first bear was so janky.
Right?
Eyeball the belly button.
Right.
Can I tell you about the first bear?
Yeah.
Went to his dad.
Oh.
Who had beat cancer for the fourth time.
Oh, come on.
How about that?
Stop it with this.
And that's my great news. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:55. Details on the Weenie Roast coming up at 7:15. First Alley is here. What's happening?
Well, this weekend is a 4-mile outdoor competitive survival experience. It is the Bear Grylls Survival Challenge. It is going down this weekend. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's basically you competing and seeing if you could basically beat out Bear Grylls.
What?
Yeah. You're not racing against him, but it's inspired by the wild encounters and well-honed skills of the ultimate survival authority, Bear Grylls. Satellite technology will track your progress to determine a personalized survival score.
Wouldn't that be funny if your survival score was zero and you're way off base in another city?
You're just in Tahunga. They're like, where did they go? Don't know. But you can go to BearGrylls SurvivalChallenge.com to register and learn more. But if you are caller 10 right now, I want to give you a Bear Grylls Survival Challenge prize pack for you and a guest. Your prize pack includes a cinch pack.
Yes!
I believe that's a fanny pack, right? Let's just call it a fanny pack, unless you're in England. Don't. A t-shirt, a hat, and a pair of VIP tickets for the Bear Grylls Survival Challenge this weekend.
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you!
I love you too.
Caller 10. Caller 10?
Yeah. Caller 10. Caller 10. I was the bearer of very bad news for Chip over the weekend because the Starz cable network have canceled Ash vs. Evil Dead after 3 seasons.
No! I love that show.
Yeah. The upcoming season 3 finale, which will air Sunday, April 29th, that's this Sunday,
yep,
will also be the series finale. How dare you, Starz? How dare you?
That's a bummer.
That is a bummer. We just had Bruce Campbell in. I don't think he knew. He would have told us.
He didn't know.
Like, you guys, seriously, this is it for me. Oh, such a good guy, though. Good guy.
Agreed.
We really like him. ABC has announced the revival of The Gong Show will be back for their second season beginning Thursday, June 21st. Have you seen any of that, Stryker? The Gong Show?
I've seen Gong Show in my life, but I have not seen...
The new one?
I've not seen the new one. No, who's the host of the new Gong Show?
It's a comic.
Oh, okay.
It's
doing a character.
Yeah, it's Mike Myers, okay. But he's not him.
Oh, wow.
He's a different guy.
Okay.
It's very weird. Will Arnett is always one of the guys that is either gonging or letting them go on.
Yeah, I like the judges. That's fun.
The judges are amazing. There are some, woo, doggy.
Yeah, I love it.
Some wackadoodles on that show.
Straight crazy.
Like stuff that you're watching, you're like, is this real? Is it a fever dream? I'm not quite sure.
It's along the lines of the Armenian comedian.
Okay,
where
right.
Where you go, I can't even fathom if this is real or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's insane.
Turns out it is.
And are you supposed to gong them or not gong them? Is it genius or is this the worst thing I'm ever watching?
Hence the conundrum.
Both. It's both.
Yes. Yeah.
You'll love it and you'll hate yourself for loving it.
Oh.
I think.
See?
Is that their slogan?
No, I don't think so. No, I just made that up. I don't think so.
It was not bad. It was not bad. Did you guys hear about this over the weekend? Allison Mack of Smallville fame was indicted on charges of sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy.
Wow.
She's been involved with this organization called Nexium, which allegedly is basically a cult. It's like a pyramid scheme type of group. But then they had an offshoot of the group that was just for women to be in. And, you know, you learn all about yourself and whatnot. However, just to get into this really special group, you have to take like a naked picture or something to use as collateral in case, you know, you want to leave the group.
Wow.
And you would get branded in this group.
No.
Literally held down and branded by the initials of the founder, Keith Raniere. And Allison Mack from Smallville turns out to be his number 2 gal in this cult.
Wow.
So, whoa. Huge. Yeah, I did.
You don't hear something that extreme very often. No.
No. I did a big deep dive into this whole Nexium thing. And Vice has been on to them.
Oh, have they?
For a year. And New York Times did a big expose, which kind of kicked off the whole...
If that's the case, how are they still operating?
They are not. Oh, he was arrested in Mexico a little while back, and video of him being arrested in Mexico. There's Allison Mack saying, oh, we need to get in this car. And they're like, let's check into her and her involvement. And apparently the branding is his initials, and then you can also see AM as well on the branding as well. So it's both of their initials together. Real bad situation.
That doesn't seem ideal.
Yeah. Anytime you prey on people that are a little bit weaker and use things like naked pictures as collateral, you're probably in a cult.
That's a good tip.
Thank you.
That's a good tip. Keep that in mind, people.
Thank you. Shout out to my my friend Georgia, who has a little slogan for her for her murder podcast. The whole stay sexy, don't get murdered. Right. But they also say, in a call your dad, you're in a cult. And that's just what's happening here. Anywho, some birthdays for you. Follow it up with some happy birthdays.
They also say in that, though, don't, if you're a woman especially, don't be afraid to be an a-hole to somebody. If someone is tracking you in the supermarket or following you in a garage and you feel uncomfortable, before they start attacking you is when you should be rude and be a jerk. Scream, make noise, do something.
Before who attacks you?
Somebody is following you. In the podcast you're talking about.
Oh, I was like, what is happening?
I don't want people getting murdered around here.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So you have to make noise and be a jerk before you're attacked.
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't be afraid to be an idiot or mean to somebody.
I have done that my whole career.
Right. Saving lives around here now.
Really are.
Stryker's saying if you're being tracked.
I'm saying some people.
Agreed. They wait.
They wait as they're being attacked. Women have way better intuition. Mm-hmm. If they can feel someone following.
Yeah.
Tell someone. Don't wait.
For sure.
Yeah.
I just, yes.
Is this what's happening or are we off the rails?
I don't know.
What happened. It was good advice.
Okay.
And I accept it.
I think it's the best advice I've heard in a long time. And I say that to my wife all the time. Don't be afraid to scream before if you feel something.
If it's no one and you wind up looking crazy,
big deal.
Big deal.
That's okay.
Absolutely. And if you could not get in the car, that's the first thing. Once you get in the car, you're screwed. Mm-hmm. So fight, run, do whatever you can before you're in the car.
We are.
Why do some people tune out?
This is some good tips right here. These are some good tips.
I'm trying to save a life here.
Birthdays for you, John Cena, Gigi Hadid, George Lopez, Chloe Kim, Dev Patel, John Oliver, Jamie King, Cal Penn, and Michael Moore. That's what's our
details on the K-Rock Weenie Roast coming up in a few minutes. First, a story comes out of New York City. A report of a tiger running amok in the streets of Manhattan briefly caused a social media frenzy early Thursday. A tiger in New York.
That'd be very, very scary with all those people.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
The NYPD got a call about a rogue tiger. News 4 crews were at the scene in about 15 minutes reporting no sighting of a tiger, nor of any police, like they do on the local news. All right, I'm standing here where the sighting was. I don't see anything. Back to you. Some Twitter users were describing being awoken by a citizen app notification. It said police are responding to unconfirmed reports of a loose tiger running around the street. And it quickly spiraled from there. It turns out it wasn't a tiger, you guys. It was just a raccoon.
How big was that raccoon?
It's a freaking big raccoon. How do you mistake a raccoon for a tiger? How does that happen?
Maybe he wasn't wearing his little bandit mask.
I don't think it's a mask.
Oh.
I think it's actual coloring.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I don't think it's an actual mask. But raccoons suck. Let me just tell you that. I've had a lot of run-ins with them, and they do not care that you're a human.
Right.
And they do not care that you're throwing a 2x4 at them. They will stand there and stare at you all day, and they win.
Jump in your garbage can.
Right.
Mess your stuff up.
They're the worst. Here's another raccoon story. According to a local NBC affiliate, a woman realizing that her domesticated raccoon, in quotes.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Domesticated raccoon.
Right.
Was a little more lethargic than usual, frantically tried to get some help. Instead of going to a local vet, she drove down to the fire department at 2 a.m. and rang the doorbell. Have you guys ever thought of driving to a fire department and ringing the doorbell?
No.
Did you know they had a doorbell?
Yes.
You did?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
How did you make a lot of stops at
How do you know
fire
that?
Stations?
I dated a firefighter EMT for a couple years.
Really?
But, yeah, learn that lesson real quick. Don't do it, ladies. Just kidding.
They rang the doorbell. When they opened it up, they found a woman and her pet raccoon who were both extremely high. The woman was extremely high.
Okay.
And the raccoon was also extremely high.
Through his mask, they could see his red, foggy eyes.
It isn't a mask, but they could see that they were both moving a little slower than usual.
Okay. They know the normal speed of raccoons.
And they could smell weed.
Gotcha.
So they said to the woman and the raccoon both, why don't you go home and sleep it off?
Right.
We can't really help you with this.
Maybe she drives around with that raccoon, carpool lane.
I don't know. It sounds like they were getting high. She was getting high, and all of a sudden she got worried. But again, why don't you go to a vet? It makes no sense.
Well, she was high.
Right.
It's a lethargic raccoon.
Right.
Not a lot of good decisions.
But if you go to a fire department, what are they going to do? Mouth to mouth on the raccoon?
Well, they do that.
No,
they,
raccoons are dirty. They're filthy animals.
Well, absolutely.
They've got diseases.
But they do that with animals that they save out of burning buildings. You see, like, a firefighter giving mouth to mouth to a little kitty, and they're like, oh, my God, I'm going to bone him.
That should never happen because it's a kitty. But second of all, these are raccoons.
Yeah.
And raccoons are nasty animals.
Right. It's all very weird.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes?
Go ahead. I was going to my favorite call on Loveline. This guy called in. His uncle made him go underneath the porch of their house to fetch something there. While he was under there, a raccoon attacked him and bit him right on his penis.
Oh, come on.
I swear.
Come on.
I swear.
That's absurd.
Was he naked?
No, no, no. Right through the jeans.
Okay.
Right through the jeans.
How does the raccoon know that's where the goods are? What a weird story. Yeah, why doesn't he bite him on the nose or the hand? Or
he was just biting anything because the guy was invading his space, invading the raccoon space.
Raccoons suck.
They do.
And now there's zombies as well. Zombie raccoons are a thing.
A strange weekend for Youngstown police. A jump in calls for raccoons acting strange, but we're told it's not because they have rabies. Tonight, First News reporter Molly Reed shares a firsthand account from a man who saw one of the raccoons and took pictures of it. Plus, we're hearing from ODNR about why the animals are acting this way.
In the past couple of weeks, Youngstown police have been called to over a dozen of these raccoon calls. And all of them have the same report of what they are calling strange zombie-like behavior. And all of them are happening in the middle of the day.
Strange zombie-like behavior.
All right.
With raccoons.
Yeah.
Looked over there, and he got distracted, and he saw a raccoon coming our way.
Robert Cogasol's playtime with his dogs was interrupted by a feisty raccoon last week.
I got the dogs back in the house. The raccoon falls right to the front door.
Imagine the raccoons chasing this poor man and his dogs back inside the house. Run, run, run!
Once inside, Robert, a wildlife photographer, grabbed his camera to document what he called extremely strange behavior.
He would stand up on his hind legs, and which I'd never seen a raccoon do before, and he would show his teeth, and then he would fall over backwards.
Now, this is a thing that they do, and it happened repeatedly. They stand on two legs, their hind legs, which they don't normally do.
Right.
They show their teeth, and then they just fade backwards.
Something's not right with these raccoons,
they're like in a comatose state for a couple of minutes, then they get back up and do it again.
They're like, what was I doing?
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Back legs, teeth, fall backwards.
Whoa.
And we go into almost like a comatose condition.
Robert attempted to scare the raccoon away, only to find the animal was not interested in leaving.
I got news for you. Raccoons don't care about people.
No.
You can't scare them away. I did throw a 2x4 at one, and it just sat there like, that's
all
it?
You get?
That's all you got?
Yep. He'd come out of it, walk around, and then he'd do the same thing again.
Youngstown police were called to 14 similar situations in the past 3 weeks.
14 in the past 3 weeks.
Zombie
standing
raccoons.
Up, teeth, zombie raccoons. They're in the middle of the day, people. This is happening.
Reports detailing particular behavior and large noises or motions not scaring the animals away. The majority of the calls happened in the daytime, too.
Right.
And raccoons are nocturnal.
Right.
The Ohio Department of Natural Resources tells me it doesn't sound like rabies, but rather a disease called distemper.
Raccoons are really prone to getting several different diseases.
Because they're filthy.
Jeff says diseases like this stay local and eventually die off.
Come on. How badly do you want to see that?
Oh,
a raccoon on his hind feet? Showing his teeth and then falling over backwards. I would watch that for hours. No?
You'd just be on your porch waiting all day for a zombie raccoon.
Who has a porch?
Who has a porch?
Falls over backwards, gets back up, shows teeth, falls over backwards.
Oh,
and that's your raccoon update. We've got details on the weenie roast coming up.
I was just yelling at me on Twitter.
It's 7:16. You're talking about raccoons.
You're welcome.
Give me the info on the weenie roast. Here you go.
We're going to have a little weenie roast here tonight.
The 26th annual K-Rock Weenie Roast.
May 12th, StubHub Center.
The official kickoff to summer with...
What's up, weenie roasters? Yeah, we're Blink-182, motherfucker.
Panic at the Disco.
Let's play some songs, huh?
Lies Against.
Don't hold me. Violence in our nature.
Dirty Heads.
Lay me down. How
may I come home? We can celebrate.
I see you guys in the pit out here. Where are the people in the mosh pit at?
Mike Shinoda. Kids. The War on Drugs. AWOL Nation. Bishop Briggs. Manchester Orchestra.
She'll believe she loves.
26th Annual K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com.
Proceeds benefit Heal the Bay and Surfrider Foundation.
We are Blink-182, and you're listening to the world-famous K-Rock.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light, just like you can always count on your friends.
How about that? That's a pretty strong show, right? Yeah. Tell me about your friends and giving them the heads up and not being able to tell them anything.
Listen, Steph, I'm sure, is listening right now, and Jenna is listening right now. All I said was, hey, guys, leave May 12th open, and immediately got back, wait, aren't you announcing Weenie Roast? And I'm like, I'm just saying, leave that date open. Oh, my God, is it time to get our tattoos? Because these two bitches want to get Brendan Urie matching tattoos. And I'm like, no, I'm not saying anything about panic.
Just
I'm just saying, May 12th, let's all hang out. Seriously, is panic playing? Shut up. Yes, they are.
It's the 26th Annual K-Rock Weenie Roast, Saturday, May 12th at StubHub Center. And again, the bands are Blink-182. I've probably seen Blink maybe more than any other band.
Yeah.
And still would drive to StubHub to see them alone.
100% on that. And I had a friend asking me, similar to you, Allie, is Blink playing Weenie Roast? And this was the first time that I've known the lineup before we announced it.
Right.
Because coming in here this morning, I need all the information. I was dying to tell him that Blink was playing. I was so excited to tell him that Blink is one of the bands.
So you got Blink 182, you got Panic at the Disco.
Hell yeah.
Always fantastic. Yep. You got Rise Against, always fantastic. You got Dirty Heads, Mike Shinoda is going to be there, Cold War Kids, The War on Drugs, AWOL Nation.
Can I stop you real quick?
Yes.
The War on Drugs won the Grammy this year for Best Rock Album.
Correct.
So don't sleep on The War on Drugs. No, maybe there's a couple of bands on here like, wait, The War on... Incredible bands. It's cool that we have them.
This is the thing about Weenie Roast is it's a great day. It's a really great day. And it's not the type of thing that you show up late to because all of the bands are good. So you get there early. You stay all day. It's a really good time. AWOL Nation is going to be there. Bishop Briggs, Alice Merton, Manchester Orchestra, James Bay, Nothing But Thieves, and Mount Joy. Tickets for the show go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. This Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. And again, all the proceeds go to benefit Heal the Bay and the Surf Rider Foundation. You can go to KROQ.com for more information. One of my favorite days of the year.
Yeah, Kev. It really is.
K-Rock Weenie Roast. Let's hear it again.
Hey, hot dog!
We're going to have a little Weenie Roast here tonight.
The 26th Annual K-Rock Weenie Roast.
May 12th, StubHub Center.
The official kickoff to summer with...
What's up, Weenie Roasters? Yeah, we're Blink-182, motherfucker!
Blink 182.
I love you for hanging out, and I love K-Rock. The song is called Victorious.
Panic at the Disco.
Let's play some songs, huh?
Lies Against. Dirty Heads.
I see you guys in the pit out here. Where are the people in the mosh pit at?
Mike Shinoda. Cold War Kids. The War on Drugs. I've been pulling on the wire, but it just won't break. AWOL Nation. Bishop Briggs. Manchester Orchestra. Alice Merton.
I've got no Weenie Roast, how you feeling?
James Bay.
I wanna drink, take lemonade, watch a movie, chase to sleep.
Nothing But Thieves.
So sorry for what I've done.
Mount Joy.
What if it's the drugs, the women, the white, the weed?
The 26th Annual K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Tickets are on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com.
Proceeds benefit Heal the Bay and Surf Rider Foundation.
We are Blink-182, and you're listening to the world-famous K-Rock.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light, just like you can always count on your friends.
We're playing all musicians that are playing the Weenie Roast now for the rest of the morning.
Yes.
Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, Rise Against, Dirty Heads, Mike Shinoda, Cold War Kids, The War on Drugs, AWOL Nation, Bishop Briggs, Alice Merton, Manchester Orchestra, James Bay, Nothing But Thieves, and Mount Joy.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's going to be a great day.
Yeah, it is.
May 12th, StubHub Center. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Disregard what the King of Mexico put on Twitter. He said it was Friday at noon. It's actually Friday at 10 a.m.
Friday at 10.
Friday at 10 at AXS.com. And again, the benefits are Heal the Bay and the Surf Rider Foundation.
Excellent.
You guys know who's on the phone?
Who?
Our old friend Mole.
Mole.
Hey, Mole.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, hey, Striker. You know who it is?
What's up,
Mole?
Mole.
It's Mole.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, you guys. Hey, am I the 106.7th caller? Did I win the Coachella tickets? Yeah, I'm coming, honey. Don't start without me.
Coachella's this past weekend and the weekend before. So it's behind us now.
Fine, I go with Chromeo if I can't have Beyonce. Fine, I can just do Chromeo. Oh, my God, again?
Yeah,
every
sorry,
year.
Mo. Every year.
I'll just go the second weekend. I'll go the second weekend.
Well,
that's
again,
a big deal.
The second weekend was yesterday and Saturday and Friday. It was this past weekend. That was the second weekend. So now there's no more Coachella till next year.
You know what? I know why I messed up. What? I know why I messed up.
How come?
Because it's 420! Yeah, that's what Bean is. He's celebrating 420! 420, everybody, wake and bake!
420 was last Friday. I mean, it was this past Friday.
Is it a leap year or something? Why am I screwing this up?
I know, it's so rare for you.
Oh, my God. I did everything for the holiday. I set up my tree and everything. I'm about to cut it down and smoke it.
Oh, no. You have a weed tree?
Yeah, for 420. I was going out 420 caroling tonight. We were going to do jingle bongs, weed three kings, I'll be baked for Christmas, oh, Christmas weed.
All good.
Let it smoke, let it smoke, let it smoke. Oh, the weather outside is frightful. My doobie needs a lifeful.
I feel like that would still be appreciated. Well, you should still go out and carol. I think people would like that.
You guys know where there's a lot of misinformation. You guys know where 420 comes from? Actually comes from where 420 comes from?
No.
On this day, on 420, Jesus' dog, Peanut Butter, ate his stash of weed.
I don't think that
Jesus fans are so bummed.
First of all,
I bring you weed of great joy, dude. And he turned a bunch of skank ragweed into Primo Tahoe OG Kush.
No.
Read your Bible apps, dude. It's right there.
Your Bible apps. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hate to tell you again, but it was last Friday. It's not today.
So what's today?
Today is Monday, the
23rd. Yeah, just the 23rd.
Oh, my God. It's Gigi Hadid and my buddy Dan Barney's birthdays today.
Right.
It is.
You know, I'm going to buy those guys a bunch of pot on clearance at CVS.
They have it on clearance at CVS?
It's like the day after Valentine's Day where you can get those giant crappy heart chocolates for a nickel and throw them at seagulls.
Right.
I'm not me. I just love seagulls. I want to share Valentine's with them. There's no law against that.
There's no law against that, no. Everybody should love seagulls. I'm sorry, Mo. I hate to be the bearer of bad tidings, but all the stuff you're talking about is behind us.
So no one's coming out trick-or-weeding today?
I mean, only you.
All right. I'm going to get my costume together.
All right. What's your costume?
I just a bunch of weed.
All right.
No, I go out as a cop and say, give me your weed. Knock, knock.
Oh, smart.
And then people just hand over their weed to you?
I don't know. Probably not. It's a kid's cop costume, so I don't really fit into it pretty well.
Does it fit still?
Yeah, just mostly on my leg.
Okay.
It's a mess, guys. This is a mess. Happy Friday!
It's not Friday, it's Monday, but thank you. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. Cold War Kids there. We're playing all bands that are playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast. We just made the announcement May 12th. At StubHub Center, it's Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, Rise Against, Dirty Heads, Mike Shinoda, Cold War Kids, The War on Drugs, AWOL Nation, Bishop Briggs, Alice Merton, Manchester Orchestra, James Bay, Nothing But Thieves, and Mount Joy. And that is going to be a good day.
Yeah.
You played AWOL Nation right before. I'm sorry, Alice Merton,
yes.
Right before.
Mm-hmm.
She had a number one song within the last 2 months with that song, No Roots.
Yep.
If you have not seen Alice Merton, she's really good. She's a rising star. And Bishop Briggs, two strong
yes.
females on stage at Weenie Roast this year.
Sweet.
Her album just came out. I love the lineup. Mm-hmm. I love this lineup.
I do too. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com.
Hold on, don't you mean Friday at 10 at noon?
How dare you.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
Oh, tickets go on sale Friday at 10 at noon. Friday at 10 at noon? Why would I say that?
Nope.
That was
not
a moment.
Yeah,
with
not
Kevin.
So much.
Just Friday at 10.
Right.
Friday at 10.
Friday at 10.
That's really all.
The best two letters after 10 are A and M.
Thank you, Stryker. 752. What's happening, Allie McKay?
Well, I wanted to be the first to tell you that the Duchess of Cambridge had a baby boy.
Yes!
I knew you'd love it!
A baby boy!
Yes! The child weighed in at 8 pounds,
Whoa!
7 ounces. Fifth in line to the throne.
Whoa!
I'm saying.
Allie, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean exactly? Fifth, what throne? Who's on the throne now? Who are the
who's
four
in line?
Head? Yeah, who's in line? Is it
I
William and
it
Harry
be,
and the baby?
It would be Queen Elizabeth is there now.
Okay. Still alive.
And then
Prince, she's like 90, right?
Maybe older, yeah.
Okay.
She just had a birthday Saturday. I should know. The Queen, then you've got Prince Charles.
Okay,
and
right.
then you've got the two sons.
William
not,
and Harry.
William and then Harry. Wait, but there's another boy. This kid should be sixth. Oh, because Harry maybe is not. Is Harry not?
You're looking at the wrong
know.
Person. I don't really care
Mostly
about the
Mostly because I don't care.
Okay. But,
also, but
I feel like you do. The short amount of time I've spent mm-hmm. with you face to face, I feel like you really care about this family.
No, I care about doing it because it bothers Kevin to the point where
okay,
he doesn't care
I get annoyed.
At all.
Okay, because I know nothing about that stuff.
Same.
Yeah.
But I do get annoyed because we're so much better than everybody because we've got royal blood.
Yeah, you. I'm confused, though, because is Harry maybe not in... He would be in line, wouldn't he?
I just don't care.
Harry
I mean,
is a
really
wild child.
Let's really work through this.
Let's not work through this. I'd rather not, if that's
Next
an option.
Next story, please.
We don't care. Dude,
right.
we don't care.
Harry.
We don't care.
All right.
Don't care, don't care, don't
okay.
care. Oh, God, don't care, don't care.
Yeah. I'm sorry to disappoint Cartman, really, most of all.
Go, Kings, go.
Some box office numbers for you. A Quiet Place in number one slot again. I hate the word slot. $22 million brought in this weekend. Not bad.
Tried to talk my mom into going to that movie, but she just would not have it.
I wouldn't take your mom to that movie.
What was the same reason that you cover the royal family?
Oh, Just to
torture her.
Good
yeah.
job. Okay. Rampage came in number two with another $21 million. I Feel Pretty debuted with $16.2 million. Super Troopers 2 debuted with $14.7 million, followed by Truth or Dare, Ready Player One, Blockers, Black Panther, Traffic, which debuted with $3.9 million, and Isle of Dogs.
What did you guys see, Kev? Your mom and...
I was unable to put together a movie experience.
Okay.
Because our tastes are quite varied.
Right.
All right.
All right. But don't you just want to give in a little to see what she wants to see, and you just kind of eat the popcorn and watch whatever's up there?
Most of the time, yes.
Okay. But this time it did not happen.
Mm.
Not so much.
You know, that's how it goes sometimes.
Prom season is officially here. I want to get your take on this in just a minute, Stryker. But, oh, hold on. Christine just brought in breaking news. Breaking news, everybody.
What is it?
Here is the line of succession. Succession? Secession? Whatever. To the British throne. Number one, the Prince of Wales.
And now, a breaking news bulletin.
That would be Charles. Number two, the Duke of Cambridge. That would be the balding one that isn't Harry. William.
William.
Number three, yes, the little psycho. Prince George of Cambridge. That's their first child.
Okay.
Oh, see, yes. Okay, see. That's what it was. And then, oh, I'm so sorry.
Do you know that we're on the air?
I left out Princess Charlotte.
Oh,
that's
Princess
his
Charlotte.
Sister. Wow, how sexist of me that I left out Charlotte. I added Harry knowing full well he wasn't one of them and left out little Charlotte.
Bitch.
And then finally, the third child of that was just born today.
I mean,
but
still care as
that,
much as
that
we did 10 minutes ago.
Prince George is the one that Gary Jannetty has that Instagram account.
That's a very funny
That
Instagram
kid
account.
Is going to kill everyone to be in line. Who am I to say that? I'm just an idiot that thought that little Princess Charlotte shouldn't even be on the list.
Right?
I feel horrible.
Well, yeah, I think it's all right that you didn't know exactly what that lineup was.
It's really upsetting.
Yeah.
But don't you find it weird that it wouldn't go from the
Harry?
Balding one Yes,
William.
William to Harry. Like, Harry's just like, no. Is it because, obviously, his dad isn't Prince Charles?
I mean, I don't care.
Okay.
Plus.
Plus what?
Don't care.
Oh, got it.
So
right.
I got those two things going for me.
All right. Prom season is officially upon us. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson received a very tempting offer to attend Stillwater Area High School's dance in Oak Park Heights, Minnesota. Lovely girl named Katie. She asked him on Twitter, because that's the freaking thing now.
It is.
He was so impressed by the young lady's charm and confidence, but he couldn't make it. So he decided to buy out a screening of his new movie, Rampage, for Katie and 232 of her closest friends, also splurged on popcorn, candy, and soda, to make her the queen of her high school, which is lovely. It is great. Here is my thing. Stryker, we've talked about this on air. I hate that kids are asking celebrities to go to their prom, go to their dance. They're putting people on the spot, so they have to respond. And then it's just such a farce. It's so stupid to me.
Do you think celebrities now are like, oh, no, it's prom season?
Yes, I do. I do. Come on. Ask a kid your age. Have a great experience. Why everybody is doing this, to take that Instagram picture.
It's for
to
likes.
Be big on social media. F you. Be a kid. Enjoy it. Stop it.
Ain't nobody got time for
That's what I'm saying. You see how white people do? It drives me bonkers. I know it probably shouldn't. I shouldn't get this upset over it.
It sort of bugs me too.
But it's absurd.
Well, you can only look either two ways if you're the celebrity. Wow, you're a saint because you went to Minnesota to this prom. Mm-hmm. Or you look like an a-hole because
Absolutely.
You're like, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm living my life.
No,
not
but the Rock,
yeah. right
the Rock found a different answer, which is buy out a theater and buy them candy, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I remember I wrote Davy Jones a letter years ago to go to prom, and he showed up, and it was really such
that's
a great date together.
That's nice.
Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, would I have loved if Ricky Schroeder would have gone to my dance with me?
Yes.
I'm guessing yes by the fact
that
you
were roughly the same age as the Ricker at the time.
I was younger than the Ricker at the time.
This is a 17-year-old girl asking the Rock.
It's all very creepy. It's all weird, and I don't like it, and just stop it. Be a kid. Enjoy being a kid.
Go on J-Date and find a date for your prom.
Don't go on
J-Date.
These are kids.
Craigslist.
If you're not going to go with the kid at your school, go with the kid from another school.
I'll trade you my tractor to go as my date to my prom. Reply.
That's real talk right there, man.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, it's bizarre.
It's too much. I agree.
It's too much. It's too much.
My junior prom date sent me a picture of her and I about 3 weeks ago at our junior prom. That's
really?
Why I stay off Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to see this.
No.
I don't care about this terrible picture of me in a giant oversized red cummerbund.
Aww.
No, it looked
terrible. I assume you look pretty good.
I looked horrible. I don't look good now. I looked worse then.
I say we all post our prom pictures.
Nope.
Nope.
Nope. No chance.
Okay.
No
I wore puka shells.
All right, then yes.
All right.
Did you get the puka shells in L.A. at the Santa Monica Pier, or did you actually get the puka shells in...
In Hawaii.
Are you, what's so bad about that then?
And it was like I was like a little surfer chick. It all worked.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who was your date? Never mind. Move on.
I got my puka shells at Santa Monica.
Did you?
Yeah. My date was a guy named Michael Blazer. How cool is that?
That's a good name.
Right?
Yeah.
And I went to an all-girls school. We had to ask a guy to our prom. Was I asking a celebrity on Twitter that didn't exist? No, I was not.
Because you didn't have that option.
I didn't have that option.
Right.
Some birthdays for you. John Cena, Gigi Hadid, George Lopez, Chloe Kim, Dev Patel, John Oliver, Jamie King, Cal Penn, Michael Moore. And that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That's Panic at the Disco, one of the bands playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast, May 12th, StubHub Center. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. All the details are at krock.com. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Let's talk about the weird thing your family did that you thought was normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you met other people, and then you realize they don't live the way you live.
Yeah.
Where did this start? Allie, was it one of your wacky friends?
It is. It was indeed one of my wacky friends, Georgia Hartstark. On Twitter, tweeted, "What's a weird thing your family did that you thought was normal till you moved out? We kept birthday candles in the freezer," which doesn't sound that weird at all once you start reading the replies to Georgia.
Birthday candles in the freezer. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe you always know where they are.
Maybe when you light the wick, the
it doesn't
candle
light?
Part is frozen, so it's not going to melt as fast.
Oh, that could be it. Yeah.
I am making stuff up.
You are, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know, but some of the responses to George's tweet were odd and wonderful at the same time. One woman had a family dinner cuss out where we could say whatever horrible words we wanted to for 3 minutes once a month at dinner.
I like it.
Then they couldn't curse for the rest of the month. That's not a normal.
It was like the purge.
Yeah, the purge of your cuss words.
Dinner purge.
I liked this one. Once my brother and I figured out the whole Santa thing, all of our Christmas presents suddenly started to be from living and deceased pets. It really isn't Christmas until I've received a wrapped gift from Ghost of Eeyore the Parakeet.
Wow.
And I did this at my house, too. We kept our pajamas under our pillows. I thought everyone did it. My mom would say, go put your PJs away. And she meant under your pillow.
We
and in college,
what?
My
what?
Roommate told me they go in a drawer. I put my PJs under the pillow.
Why?
You fold them.
I did, too.
That's where they are.
Yes.
Then
I
put
still
them on the next
do
night.
That.
Really?
When I check into a hotel, the first thing I do.
You still wear pajamas?
No, I wear boxers and an extra, extra, extra large V-neck white T-shirt.
Okay.
But when I, as soon as I.
Strangely specific.
So, but I need comfort. I need comfort. Mm-hmm. When I unpack hotel, mm-hmm. I put it right under the pillow, Alan.
Why?
Right there.
When I get that.
Yeah.
So you know where it is?
Where,
I mean, why do you?
For convenience.
Because it's inconvenient if it's in a drawer.
Yeah, right? Then it's mixed in with all the other stuff
yeah.
under the pillow.
You can't figure it out. You do that too?
I did as a kid, absolutely. Huh. But something I found out when I went to college that nobody else did, my roommate got really sick. She had drank too much. So I said, hey, where do we keep the puke bowl? And my other two roommates were like, I'm sorry, what?
The puke bowl.
And I said,
bowl.
The bowl that everybody will throw up in. Because we had either a puke bowl or a puke bucket. So whenever someone was sick, you would bring
sick
that
they
in,
were.
Right.
Put it on the other side of the bed, and then my mom would lay down a little towel right on the edge of the bed, just in case you leaned over and you didn't quite make it to mm-hmm. the puke bowl or the puke bucket.
You literally had a bucket that's what it was.
Yeah. That
we
was
had
its
that
role.
Too.
You
Allie,
did too?
I think I lived in your house.
You
our, but might have. Our puke bucket, which was the same bucket every mm-hmm. time we were sick, was our mixing bowl.
Oh, no.
Yeah, concerning.
Oh, no, no,
concerning.
No, no.
Yes, it was.
No.
It was the
you can't.
Bowl.
You couldn't afford a separate bowl?
I would. Well, I think we
I'm
could have afforded
out of that.
It. But, yep, that was it.
Yeah.
In my family, and I don't know if this is just because of the times mm-hmm. or weird, but when it came to motorized vehicles, we really didn't have any laws. Meaning, when I was 14 years old, we were actually driving from L.A. to Idaho. And mm-hmm. both my parents were tired. And they're mm-hmm. like, can you please drive for us?
When you were 14?
Yes. I had never driven before. So I'm driving on the highway.
Okay, wait. So your parents wanted to get some shut-eye?
Yes. They were tired.
At the same time while their 14-year-old was driving?
Yes. So
what?
I'm behind the wheel. Not only are my parents in the car, there's a dog and my younger brother.
Holy crap.
And I'm humming along the 15, driving
wow.
like 75 miles an hour. And then I was allowed to drive at 14 and 15 years old this moped that went 50 miles an hour.
Oh, mopeds, it's all bets are off.
With no helmet.
Oh.
And go anywhere I wanted on this thing. And looking back, I'm like, I don't know if that doesn't seem very safe.
I feel like your parents didn't love you.
Maybe.
It's possible.
Maybe. And my here's something. One more thing. My brother ate a hamburger every single night, and I thought that was normal. What? He every night.
Nothing else?
Nothing. Even when we had hamburgers, he had a hamburger.
Right.
When we had tuna sandwich, he had a hamburger. And I thought,
really?
Oh, okay, that's.
That's usually a thing that you get broken of by the time you're 5, 6.
No. This was year after year after year after year. He
really?
Had a hamburger. A hamburger.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
We're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, or you can text us at that number as well. If you had something that you did when you were a kid in your family, and then when you moved out, you realize, oh, not everyone does that.
Yeah. What about you, Kevin?
I'm afraid to ask about – I don't think I had any.
Oh, come
really?
On.
Really?
I don't think I had any.
Huh.
In the house, I don't – our house was relatively normal.
No puke bowl?
No. I mean, the puke bowl was whatever bowl was around.
Okay.
It certainly wasn't
not
our mixing bowl.
Not a designated.
I'll tell you that.
Okay.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Should we talk about the knife?
I mean,
I'd rather not, but
maybe someone will call with this. A lot of families have a poo knife.
I'm sorry. What is that?
A poo knife?
What is that?
I mean,
if maybe it's too big, you have to maybe
What do you mean? Chop it in the toilet bowl?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's real?
That's a thing.
Yeah. For if your house, like if you don't have like water pressure that can suck it all down in one
right?
swift flush.
So you're saying someone goes to the bathroom so much.
Yes.
Into the white thing you're sitting on.
Yes.
You grab it.
It's called a toilet.
That's not a pool knife. That's a pool knife. You grab the poo knife, and then a kid, and you cut, you slice it up, huh?
I'm just
like
saying.
Like a sushi roll? Just slice it on
up. Listen, I don't have a poo knife. Families have a poo knife.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever
it's
heard.
It's not okay. But,
no. It just isn't.
But listen, if you
it's
had that growing
knife,
up.
It's the same knife Stryker used to cut his meat.
Let's say, if you're right, but let's say you had that growing up. Then you go to college and you yell out to your roommate, hey, can you bring me the poo knife? Like, you're looking psycho, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Just saying. Some weird, weird stuff. People had different things that was normal.
But I mean,
I'm just saying, I've heard of a poo knife.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
It's not normal.
All right, let's take a phone call right now. Let's say good morning to Alex in Riverside. Hi, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. You didn't have a poo knife, did you?
A poo knife?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, good. Excellent. What was yours?
My mom made the salads for the family in a trash bag.
Wow, how big is your family?
Right?
Pretty big family.
In a trash bag every time? It wasn't just like one time she didn't have a bowl, so she used a trash bag?
Every time in a trash bag.
Interesting.
Was there trash in it?
Stack.
Was there trash in it at the time? Was there trash in it at the time?
Oh, no, it was a new trash bag.
Okay, just checking.
Interesting.
That's the way to toss a salad, by the way.
See what you did
there?
Wow. Oh, it's all disgusting.
Right. It is disgusting.
I mean.
All right. Thank you for the call, Alex. We appreciate it. Darla just texted in, singing happy birthday to Jesus on Christmas at midnight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Say, what? Did you
happy
do that?
Happy birthday, baby Jesus.
Right.
Even but when your story's through, all year long we'll remember each precious gift we give from you.
Did you do that at midnight on Christmas Day?
No.
Oh. Of course you did. All right, 1-800-520-1067. You can call or text and we'll get to you next. All right, just before Dirty Heads, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Tony in Riverside. Hi, Tony.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about things that you did when you were growing up, and then you moved out and realized not everybody did it that way.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, I was 7 years old. I had a 10-year-old older brother. Every Friday night, my parents would go out and leave my older 10-year-old brother in charge. For years. So
they would go, what, on a date night?
Yeah, every Friday night they had a date night.
And they just didn't bother getting a babysitter? They just said, good luck?
No, we used to have one when we were younger, but we'd always kind of like sneak out away from her and run away. And then she had to come find us. So after a while, our parents was just like, you guys can take care of yourselves.
When you were 10 and 7?
10 and 7.
Did they leave a note on the refrigerator? This is the restaurant we'll be at. This is the number to call for if you're in trouble.
Yes, exactly. That's what they would do.
I still think 10 is a little, young to have that kind of responsibility.
I was driving cross country at 14, Allie.
I mean,
it's true.
Wow.
All right. Thank you for the call, Tony. We appreciate it. 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you next. People be weird.
I mean, you're getting a little aggressive online.
Am I?
I mean, I mentioned I had a puke bucket or a puke bowl.
Right.
Stryker also had the puke bowl, which turned out to be, as well, the family's mixing bowl.
The mixing bowl.
And a woman replied, yeah, we had it's totally normal. What's wrong with Kevin? Your reply? Didn't spend most of my childhood throwing up enough to have a, all caps, designated bucket. I mean, jeez.
I'm just
crap.
Saying. It's weird. That's a weird thing.
Well, that's what the whole topic is. A weird thing that you did with your family that maybe when you were growing up was totally normal. Then you moved out and roommates, friends, whatever, boyfriends, soon to be husbands, wives were like, wait, your family did what?
What are you doing? Let's go to Andrew in Chino Hills. Hi, Andrew.
How's it doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So for my story, I actually remembered. So for Asian families, we have like this kind of like Bengay type of like ointment. Mm-hmm. So I remember when me and my sister would like be like sick with a fever or anything like that, we were throwing up. The way that she kind of remedies it is she gets like a spoon or a spatula, puts the ointment on our back and starts spooning us or rubbing us down with it. So like kind of like grinding our backs until it's kind of like raw and red.
Ooh.
Apparently it increases inflammation in the area so that the blood flow works good.
And did that help?
It does. Actually, we still do it to this day. So you can imagine us being like 4 to 5 years old, and we're still doing it now when we're in our 20s. So you can see.
And what is it? They're rubbing your back to create inflammation, which causes healing. Is that what this is? Okay. All right. Yeah, so that makes sense to me. I'm down with this.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like, there's some people that do, like, cupping and stuff like that.
Yes.
Same thing. Except we're doing the ghetto cheaper way.
I mean, it sounds to me like you're just making another part of your body hurt more so that you're distracted.
You don't focus on what really does
hurt. If it hurts, that means that it's working. That means that, and when you look
that's
at the
not always true.
Mirror, when it's dark red, that means that you're really sick.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. Right. That's a little too much to handle in one phone call, but thank you for calling. I appreciate it. All right. Let's go to Heather and Tarzana. Hi, Heather.
Hello.
Your family used to do something that you thought was normal?
Yeah, so growing up, my family always ate on the floor. Like, we never had a dining table. I think past the age of three, the only thing that was ever on the dining table was, like, taxes and paperwork. And we just ate on the floor. Like, TV, no TV, books, laptop, food is on the floor.
So you had a table. It was just covered in paper.
Absolutely. Yeah, basically. Huh. Like, I think the only time anyone ever sat at that was to do taxes.
How big is your family? How many people?
Four people. Well, so, five with my grandmother.
So
yeah.
Five of you would be sitting on the floor eating.
Exactly. We had a coffee table, too, but not everyone could sit at it, so.
All right.
Very relaxed. I get it.
Well, that's what I thought. Well, I grew up in Hawaii, so for the longest time, I thought that this was because we're from Hawaii, and that's what Hawaii people do. And then, like, I got a little older and realized that my friends were eating at tables.
And you realize, no.
I'm just concerned that your family was doing year-round taxes.
Thank you, Heather, for the call. We appreciate that. All right. Let's go to line two and Wendy. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
What did you used to do that you thought was normal till you grew up, moved out?
Yes. So I used to always, when I was in the car and we would get on the freeway, I would put my arms up in the air. And for years and years and years, I did this. Nobody even really questioned it until one day my dad did question it. And he was like, why are you doing that? And I said, well, because my grandma said every time we get on the freeway, I have to put my arms up in the air. And so I asked my grandma, why do you have me do this? Because my dad said I don't have to do this. And she said, well, one time when you were little, we were getting on the freeway and I was in the Diamond Lane getting onto the freeway and a motorcycle cop pulled me over because he couldn't see you. And then when he came over, he was just really mad at me that, like, you know, that he had pulled me over, but you were in the car. So from that day on, I had you put your arms up so that everybody could see there's somebody else in the car with me when I was in the Diamond Lane.
That's so and you crazy. Didn't know that your you didn't know that your whole life?
My entire life. Well, like, I don't know, probably like 14 years or something.
That's so cute.
Oh, that's the winner. Wendy wins.
Oh, I kind of love that.
And my same grandma called Chick-fil-A Chick-a-Fil, and I called Chick-fil-A Chick-a-Fil for, I don't know, probably until I was like 20 years old.
Oh, my God.
And because they were in the Cerritos Mall. I grew up around that area. And every time we saw them, she's like, oh, you want to go to, you know, to Chick-a-Fil? And I'm like, no. And
your grandma's
and
straight
then,
crazy.
One day, my friend of mine was like, you mean Chick-fil-A? And I was like,
you put your hands up in the air?
They weren't on the freeway, yeah.
Okay. That was it, yes. But yeah, so those right. are two things from same grandma.
Same grandma, wow, she crazy. I love her.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Wendy. We're excited to see Bishop Briggs. K-Rock, Wendy Rose.
Me too. You know, she moved here from Tokyo. And at 18 years old, was playing in coffee shops and comedy clubs, like one time, and just wrote and wrote and played. She is so good. I'm excited to see her, too. Amazing voice.
Yeah. We announced earlier this morning, it's Saturday, May 12th at StubHub Center. Blink 182, Panic at the Disco, Rise Against, Dirty Heads, Mike Shinoda, Cold War Kids, The War on Drugs, AWOL Nation, Bishop Briggs, Alice Merton, Manchester Orchestra, James Bay, Nothing But Thieves, and Mount Joy.
Nice.
Yeah. All of that. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. You can go to K-Rock for more information. Allie is here now. What's going on?
We just did the segment that was from Georgia Hartstark on her Twitter. She tweeted weird things that you did in your family and then moved out and realized other families didn't do that. One that I brought up that my family didn't do, but I've heard a lot of families did.
Poo knife?
They had a poo knife. And I'm going to tell you right now, Dave, who denied the existence of a poo knife, like he couldn't even believe that it existed in the world, said overwhelming amount of texts saying my family had a poo knife.
What?
So now he's starting to think maybe we're not normal because we didn't have one. Right?
It's science.
I don't...
I'm just saying, you guys, look into it. Don't Google it.
I don't really need that.
Yeah. Okay.
So...
I'm just saying, poo knife.
Still look
it's a
into
thing.
It?
It's a thing. Also playing the side stage.
That's correct.
Yeah, Weenie Roast, at Weenie. So just added. Real excited for that.
They're on my show in 2 weeks as well.
Really?
Wow,
excellent.
That's great. Yeah, I'm really excited.
On DirecTV. Yeah. Fantastic. Hate to see where they're sitting, though. All right. Because I had mentioned that on that show, you sit in really comfy seats.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotcha.
All right, moving on. We had talked about how one of Beyonce's backup dancers had said, expect something switched up for the second weekend of Coachella. Well, now we know what it was. She brought out Destiny's Child again. She brought out Jay-Z again. All right, cool. However, she brought out J Balvin for Mi Gente. So they sang that. And her clothes were no longer yellow. They were pink. So suck it, people that said she wouldn't change things up. She wore pink instead of yellow.
Still six clothing changes or however many?
Yeah, I think five or six.
Five?
Unbelievable. Also, she had a dance-off the first weekend with her sister Solange during the song Get Me Bodied. And they did it again. However, Solange started toppling over, slipping a little. So Beyonce went to grab her. They both wound up on the ground, laughed it off, got back up. So that was a change, too.
Right.
So suck it, first weekenders. You didn't get that. You got yellow and no falling.
Right.
I don't really know. Prince's estate is getting very busy. TMZ reports that a book featuring unreleased lyrics and poetry from Prince is on the way and may also include previous unseen photos and pages from Prince's journals. The book will probably come out after the Prince memoir that was announced just last month. And if you are looking to buy Michael Jackson shoes, the ones he wore when he first did the moonwalk. Way back in 1983, when he was on Motown's 25th anniversary special, he did Billie Jean. He did a moonwalk. Those shoes
are nasty
for auction.
Am I right?
May 26th at the Hilton in Universal City.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
And I hate that it was.
It was.
Like that.
I mean, he was telling you that.
He literally was like, I don't know why you're not listening.
Do you want shoes from 1983?
No. But I'm also not a huge Michael Jackson collector person.
But the person that buys those shoes and buys memorabilia, yes, they probably like the subject that they are buying, but they want it sitting in their house. So every time someone comes over, it's the first thing you talk about. Oh, what up? I got Michael Jackson's moonwalk shoes. What do you have at your house?
See, I don't buy that. Automatically, I just discount it.
You don't think it's real?
I mean, how do I know it's Michael Jackson shoes?
Well, I'm sure they're under glass with a light on them.
Yeah, they put it in
donkey ass.
Very nice case.
Right. And then you say, look at these. And then the other person goes, yep.
I'm sure there's like a little note of authenticity.
Right. Sure. They're real. Right? And then the other guy goes, yep.
And then you move on.
Now what?
You want a beer? Sure do. Yeah. It is. I don't get the whole collector thing. It's not something I do. But, I mean, if you're a Michael Jackson fan and you collect his memorabilia, I'm sure that would be a huge deal to you.
It's a way to impress. When you're a kid, the way to impress was you have a fish tank. Oh, young lady, look at my fish tank. And then you talk right there. Number two, guess what? I can play Stairway to Heaven on this guitar.
Right.
It's the only song on guitar, of course. Okay. Now, as humans get older, now they're really going for it, and they're buying Michael Jackson's moonwalk shoes.
Mm. And that's going to impress a girl?
I'm not saying it is. I'm not saying I would do that at all. 0%. But I'm saying in some people's minds, yes. Here's my yellow Ferrari, small Johnson, and Michael Jackson shoes.
Yeah.
In that order.
Would that guy still have a fish tank, though?
But the super-duper salt water.
Like a whole wall.
Right. We imported this shark in this tank all the way from the South African ocean that you saw on Shark Week while the president was watching many years ago.
And while he's saying shark. That, the girl's turning around and leaving. And walking right out the door.
Because his Tom Dooley is getting smaller and smaller.
The Tom
and
Dooley!
Smaller.
I never heard that.
My mom had a lot of names for... that.
Okay, and you and your mom discussed names of the male.
Well, because she would never say
penis.
That word. She would say Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
Tom Dooley.
Penis.
Never penis. Mm. Willy Wonka. Which was odd.
Willy
then
Wonka.
When I watched the movie, I was like, wow, Ma, that's weird. But yeah, even weirder though, when I interviewed Jimmy Johnson and I was like, you know, funny story. My mother and I was like, stop talking, stop talking. And then I told him.
Was that on camera?
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Isn't it funny how that stop talking voice doesn't get listened to?
Doesn't. It doesn't. Because then I would have to stop. And explain why I'm not explaining it.
Right.
And then it would just take a whole...
So just say it.
It's a whole ordeal, you guys. But
you want to see my fish tank?
Is that what you called it?
That was his special name.
Moving on, some birthdays for you. Gold medalist, snowboarder, Chloe Kim. Actor Dev Patel, Cal Penn, Jamie King, director Michael Moore, model Gigi Hadid, actor, wrestler... newly single, John Cena, and comedian George Lopez. And that's what's happened.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 923. That's AWOL Nation, another one of the bands playing the K-Rock Weenie Roast. We made the announcement about 2 hours ago. The Weenie Roast is Saturday, May 12th at StubHub Center.
Mm-hmm.
Includes the bands Blink-182.
All right.
You already got me.
Okay.
Who are they?
Panic at the Disco.
Oh, Panic at the Disco.
Oh, you thought you already got me?
Blink-182, you already got me.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying you already got me with Blink-182.
Okay, right.
Alone. And then you add Panic at the Disco. No, there's no Alone. Rise Against,
yes.
Dirty Heads, Mike Shinoda, Cold War Kids, The War on Drugs, AWOL Nation, which we just played, Bishop Briggs, Alice Merton, Manchester Orchestra, James Bay, who, by the way, is just a genius.
So good.
He's so good. Nothing But Thieves, you were saying, was at the Coachella House?
They were at the Coachella House last weekend, and that singer can sing. And these guys, they're great. They have a huge following. This is great that they're playing.
Love it. Mount Joy as well. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at AXS.com. All the proceeds this year benefit Heal the Bay and the Surf Rider Foundation. And you can find more information at KROQ.com. But what you need to know is Friday at 10. Manchester Orchestra on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 938. Time for a look at what's happening with Ellie.
What's happening is Weenie Roast.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
May 12th.
They're going to be playing.
Yep.
Do you want to list off the other bands?
Blink-182, Panic at the Disco, Rise Against, Dirty Heads, Mike Shinoda, Cold War Kids, The War on Drugs, AWOL Nation, Bishop Briggs, Alice Merton, Manchester Orchestra, James Bay, Nothing But Thieves, and Mount Joy.
What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened.
It's real nice.
Tickets go on sale Friday at 10.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to this.
Me too.
And last year, it was warm, but it was still pretty nice weather.
It
wasn't
perfect.
Super hot. Let's do that again.
Okay.
Yeah. If we could let somebody know, that's how we would like
that's how we usually do it, is we just arrange it like we want it.
That would be lovely. Mm-hmm. Excellent stuff. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news for you guys, if you didn't know, but the Starz Cable Network, after 3 seasons, has decided there will be no more Ash versus Evil Dead. The upcoming season 3 finale, which will air on Sunday, April 29th, will also be the series finale. Just rude.
Yeah.
That's
that
just
sucks.
Rude, Starz. Right? Can I say that?
Sure.
That's just rude, Starz. Again. Hulu has picked up all 5 seasons, that's 76 episodes, of the NBC DirecTV drama Friday Night Lights. So now available on Hulu. Can also be streamed on Amazon as well. Like, so does everyone have
everything.
Friday Night Lights? Like, what? Okay.
Remember when it was on and they were moving it around all over the place?
Yeah.
And you couldn't find it. Then you had to meet a guy in a parking lot of a Bonds and get a VHS tape. It was impossible to watch that
show.
Yeah.
Well, now all 76 episodes on Amazon as well as Hulu now.
All right.
So how does that work, Allie? Meaning, how does Friday Night Lights, the creators, are making money? Because Hulu is paying a bunch of money to carry it on their streaming service now, and they're still cashing in on that. That's how it works. And people are now going to get Hulu just because Friday Night Lights is there, which is 10 years old?
I assume
Explain to me.
I assume that's not their whole plan, but it's a portion of it.
Guys, here's what we're going to do. We're getting Friday Night Lights, and we're going to be worth $1 billion. I'm the coach here.
Yeah, it is odd, though, that it can also be streamed on Amazon as well. You would think it would be an exclusive thing.
It's sort of weird.
To have it kind of all over the place.
And by the way, it is in my top, I'd say, 7 favorite shows of all time.
Never seen it.
Kevin, it's never so saw. I heard good, that, yeah. Kevin.
Wasn't I've Bean, that. Like, a huge, crazy. Huge yeah. fan? Like, so much so that he talked about it so much that he bought Christine the whole box set.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she hasn't opened that package yet, from what
She'll
I understand.
She'll get to it, though.
She'll get to
She'll
it.
She'll get to it very soon.
Yeah. Good times. Good times right there. Netflix is doing a new true crime docuseries called Evil Genius, the true story of America's most diabolical bank heist. It's a 4-part series that tells the story of the 2003 case in Erie, Pennsylvania, known as the Pizza Bomber Heist. Do you remember that? Where the guy strapped I believe it's the same one. Otherwise, there's a lot of Pizza Bomber Heists. Strapped the bombs to himself, and he was going to be delivering pizza, and then it turns out, wait, no, don't kill that guy. Wait, was he in on it? Like, a lot of mystery.
I don't understand what's happening. It was the guy with the bomb on himself robbing a bank?
Listen, I'm just saying.
I know, but you were telling the story, and I'm not able
yeah,
to follow
it. Yeah, none of it makes sense. That's okay. Why you have to watch the docuseries.
I see, okay.
And I'm not even
so
sure
it's a four-part, 4 different stories, Allie, is that right?
It's a 4-parter.
Okay.
It's all the same story.
I'm not going to ask, I'm just going to...
Yeah, you think that I go home and I write these and study, and these are my stories. I'm just reading here. That's all.
But I always feel like you in this room, you mm-hmm. have the most smarts when it comes to this stuff.
You
and
are
all
delightful.
The answers.
You
and all
are,
the answers.
You are delightful.
And look the best.
Oh, wow. I mean, stop it some more.
With clean hair today.
Thank you. I did wash it. This is the story that I did do a deep dive on this weekend. This group called Nexium. And it's a pyramid type scheme. Some might say a cult, allegedly. But this is very weird. Allison Mack of Smallville fame was indicted on charges of sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy Friday. She was involved with this organization, like I said, called Nexium, accused of basically preying on women that they called slaves, who were then branded on their pelvis areas with the initials of the founder, Keith Raniere, who was also indicted and reportedly acted as the leader of The Source. Now, The Source was another secret group within that group that recruited the women to be in it. And in order to be in it, and so you would keep it kind of secret that you were in this extra exclusive secret group, you would have to give them some collateral. Say, naked pictures of yourself, some deep, dark family secrets that you would be mortified if the story came out.
And we're talking about Scientology?
It's called Nexium.
Nexium, sorry.
Yeah. Cult-like pyramid scheme. Allegedly. So, yeah.
it's a terrible thing.
A lot of weird stuff happening in the world today. I don't like it. You know what I do like? The Killers. They're celebrating their career with a vinyl box set. It will include the band's 5 studio albums, including the latest, 2017's Wonderful, Wonderful, along with rarities and B-side collections from 2007's Sawdust and the first ever vinyl pressing of their 2009 double album, Live from the Royal Albert Hall. Look for that on June 15th.
Do you have a record player that you could play that on?
I do, and my birthday is 3 days before that perfect gift. Thank you for asking.
We don't care. Dude, we don't care. We don't care. Don't care, don't care, don't care. Oh, God, don't care, don't care.
I assumed the answer was going to be no, and I was already turning to Stryker to ask him.
The answer is I do not have a record player.
I don't either.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Loser. Everyone is a record player.
I mean, not everyone has a record player.
Oh. I actually just got it a couple of years ago from HBO when they had the show Vinyl on. Oh. They sent it to me and I was like,
it's a promotional thing?
But it's so awesome.
Do you play records?
Right, I do. Often? I have a bunch of records.
So a record player, fish tank, and Michael Jackson's moonwalk shoes. That's how you do it?
Okay. Yes. All right. I never had a fish tank. Mm. No. But all the cool kids did, right?
Sure.
That and a poo knife. Look it up, kids, if you're just starting to listen. Some birthdays for you. Gigi Hadid, George Lopez, Chloe Kim, Deb Patel, John Oliver, John Cena, Jamie King, Cal Penn, and Michael Moore. And that's what's happening.
Thank you, Ally, and your drive home today. If you need details on the K-Rock Weenie Roast, go to krock.com. You can find out where to buy tickets 10 a.m. on Friday. And tomorrow morning, we have Rob Riggle in studio.
Yeah, Rob Riggle.